He's, I ain't always done everything right, but he's been faithful and he's done everything right to me. And I'm glad that he has. I appreciate the message last night. Just appreciate being back here tonight. And I woke up this morning and I had some scripture on my mind before I went to bed last night. And I was just looking so forward to getting here and preaching what I had on my mind. And maybe God let me do that. Amen. Maybe another night. And I love to preach on, I love to preach a message and brag on my Savior. I do. And just love to lift him up, for he said that if I be lifted up, talking about his death now is what he's talking about, but I still believe we need to lift him up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I was just looking forward to maybe preaching a message and bragging on him. Robbie and Nathan and Matt and Brother Bill come over today to where we're staying, and we ate there together, and I got in the shower right before they left, and when I was getting ready to come to church, the Lord spoke to me and laid something else on my heart, and I thought there, and amen, sitting there on the pew, and I'll get where I'm going in a minute, sitting there on the pew, Brother Charlie, I thought, really, Lord, is this what you want me to preach? And I began to look back over there where I was at this morning, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, it wasn't me that told you what you need to preach, and I want to obey the Lord tonight. Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 1. And this may be one of the oddest thoughts I've ever had on my heart that I'm going to preach on, but I know God has given it to me. Genesis 4 and chapter number 1. I want to preach on a thought tonight, amen, on the most dangerous serial killer in history. Amen. That's what I'm going to preach on. Genesis chapter number 4 and verse number 1. The Bible said, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I've gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. That's all that I'm going to read tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you, God, for our Lord letting us be here again, our Lord, in the house of God, our Lord, one more time. And God, I thank you, Lord, for what I've already felt here tonight. And God, I know, Lord, that you know what we need. And Lord, how God, I'd love to preach, Lord, maybe something tonight that I could rejoice in. And Lord, that maybe, and Lord, we could preach on heaven. And preach, God, about how great that you are. And the Lord, God, I know, and Lord, that you laid this on my heart. And so, God, tonight I pray that you'd hide me behind that old rugged cross, and that the name of Christ may be lifted up here tonight. And it's in Jesus' name that we do pray. And amen and amen. And I already told you tonight, I want to preach on, amen, the most dangerous serial killer, amen, brother, in all, amen, of history. And brother, we read about Cain, and that he rose up, and brother slew Abel. But brother, it's not Cain, amen, that is that serial killer tonight. And now, brother, for somebody, amen, to be labeled bad, there's got to be a series, brother, of different killings. We've heard of about men. Brother, like Jeffrey Dahmer, we've heard about men and men that have killed, maybe killed a woman here, killed a woman there, went down the road and killed another woman. And brother, no motive, no rhyme or reason, brother, for what they're doing. And it's one death right after, brother, another death. And then, well, we know you're the Cain. Brother, he rose up and he killed his brother. But I will tell you, before Cain ever murdered Abel, somebody killed Cain. Somebody, brother, murdered Cain. And you know who it is tonight. That's the one that's killed more men, killed more women, killed more churches than anybody in the world, than anybody in history. Amen. You know who it is tonight. It's all jealousy. And the Bible said that jealousy is cruel as the grave. Well, the Bible said that jealousy is the rage of a man. You walk in, maybe a man walks in on his wife and she's been unfaithful. And the Bible said that rage, brother, of that man. Amen. No doubt, brother, anybody in the flesh, they'd rise up, they'd be ready to kill somebody. And why would that be? It'd be that man by the name of jealousy. You see, the Bible said that Cain was a tiller, a brother of the ground, but Abel, brother, he had the sheep out, amen, in the field. And the Bible said that Cain, he brought forth, amen, of the ground, and brought that to God. But what did Abel do? He brought the first fruits of the best that he had. And the Bible said that God, I was pleased, I was able to sacrifice. Brother, the cage, brother, he had no respect. So what happened in the beginning there? The Bible said the Cain rose up, brother, and slew, amen, his brother, his own brother. Amen. What was it over? It was all, amen, over jealousy. Brother, I'd have to tell you, there's been a many a church broke up, amen, over jealousy. There's been a many a preaching relationships, brother, broken up, amen, over jealousy. I sat there last night, and Brother Charlie was a preacher, and I began to say, God, Lord, I want to see him get loose. I want to see you bless him, God. Brother, I want to see my people, my brother, and my sisters get free in the Lord and be able to worship God. I thought about Charlene up here. I have a God. I began to bless her while she was a singer. Amen. It has to do you good, girl, to see your children. Amen. In the power of God. I'm going to tell you, brother, we need the power of God. Amen. Here in this day, the Bible said, amen, that without the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His. We've got to have it. We've got to have that anointing. Brother, sing, it ain't no count. Without the anointing, preach, it ain't no count. Without the anointing, and friend today, but here I'm making a point. I've seen it happen. Where somebody will get blessed, and then somebody else, they begin to get mad and begin to get jealous. But brother, we ought not be that way. What did Jesus
to say, had they come to him and said, Lord, tell us of the greatest, amen, of the commandment. He said, all right, I'll give you two. I love the Lord, and thy God, and with all of thy heart, and with all of thy mind, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy strength, and love thy neighbor. And brother, as thyself, if you love your neighbor, amen, as yourself, you ought to see your neighbor, get blessed of God. If you love your neighbor, brother, as yourself, you ought to see God and move in the life. Brother Charter, if jealousy come in between me and you, we'd never be able to win souls. I could hide it from Charlie, and Charlie, I could hide it from me, but we'd never have a successful revival again. And the Bible said, how can two walk together except they be agreed? I'm a preaching the truth tonight. Amen. God is trying to tell you, jealousy, it'll burn you, amen, it'll kill you, it'll kill your influence, it'll kill your testimony, it'll kill your power, it'll take everything away from you, and God's never did it. Amen. He's the most dangerous man that's ever been on this earth. Amen. He's killed men, Bill. Amen. Back before, I guess that I was born, there was a church not far, amen, from where I live, and God was a blessing in it. And let me tell you how they are now. They're doing good to have six, amen, on a Sunday morning. But there was years ago, and I know it ain't in the crowd. We ain't knocking the walls down. We're our pastor either. Amen. But if you let the devil tear up the church, amen, I'll tell you what'll happen. Amen. The skither sheep, they'll be scattered. And the Bible said, woe unto the shepherd that scatters the sheep. Amen. You know what will happen. And I don't believe it will. But what if the devil put jealousy between Dale and Herbert? What if the devil put jealousy between the singer and that singer? I'm going to tell you, friend, before I let jealousy in my heart, I let jealousy, brother, break me down and feel my influence. I'd rather save the house, amen, than let the devil have an inch in my life and an inch in the house of God. He's dangerous. He's a dreadful man. He's on the rampage. Every serial killer I've ever read about, and they caught him somewhere and laid her down the road, and they locked him up. And the first one man that struck on this day, he's still at large. He's still on the run. He's still killing. He's still playing man. I'm murdering today. He's still breaking up at the house of God today. Brother, don't let jealousy ruin your life with God. Don't let jealousy get in between you. The song said, nothing between me and my Savior. I don't want anything between my God and between me. Brother, the devil, he's got a right-hand man. His name is jealousy. He's out to kill you. Amen. That's the needful message tonight, whether you think it is or not. Amen. That church, I mean it from what I hear, Brother Bill used to be full. Amen. They had a pastor, and another man come along. And the pastor, you know, he said, we need your help. Amen. Always good to have somebody to help. Well, a few of the people, they began to like to hear that man preach, and they got under the pastor's skin. You know how the devil is. You know how the flesh is. And brother, they had a big old split, and it ain't been nothing but going down. Brother, ever sins. We've got too many after dying on the hill, after with a serial killer by the name of jealousy. Kill somebody else. He'll take your power. He'll take your anointing. He'll take your liberty. He'll take your joy. He'll take your praise. He'll strike again. He's after you. You better run to God, for he's still on the run tonight. Amen. Oh yeah. I'm gonna tell you, if somebody, amen, get more, a little more known than me, that makes me want to get on the altar. It don't make me mad at him. Amen. I want to give God all I can give him. I want to be used of God as much as I can be used of God. Amen. But it don't make me mad. And when God's blessing somebody else, I say, God, I want that old time power. I want that old time power. I want that old time power. God help us to never let jealousy creep in tonight. And I ruin everything you worked for. Amen. That's why church is in a mess. That's why the church world's in a mess. Amen. So-and-so wants to be like this one. Amen. Well, there he is. He causes okay to rise up and kill Abel. And we go on. And brother, later on in the Bible, and we read about a man by the name of Saul. And the Bible said that on Saul, amen, God anointed Saul to be king. Amen. Over all of Israel. He was head and shoulders above everybody. God anointed him. And there was a day that on Saul, he was an humble man. He said, God, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, and the least of all the tribes. Amen. Why in the world would you choose me? But what did God say? He said, God, Israel has desired a king. And let's look at what and made them desire a king in the first place. And they looked at the world and they said, we want to be and just like the world. And brother, you'll never have no power and trying to be like the world. Ain't no sense tonight and getting jealous and somebody's got it. And you want what they got, I move up like they did. I get on the altar, I pray, I seek God, and brother, you can have it in your life. Amen. I guarantee you 82 years. Almost. Amen. Next week, I guarantee you in 82 years, Bill Osmond has seen some people get jealous. That man's seen jealousy run churches. I've seen jealousy run men. There's men today that used to preach the gospel. They're no longer preaching the gospel because they got jealous. And what that devil do? He said, all right, and you might as well sell the house. And the serial killer, he strikes again. Amen. Oh yeah. That's right. And the Bible said so. I mean, God anointed him. And God gave him a new heart. And then God, I mean, was a working through him. And then there they go. And then Gareth the Goliath and the giant and the Philistines. He stands out there and he says, I defy the armies of the living God. And David runs up. He says, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? And what does brother say? And they accuse him of having that knowledge, a brother in his heart. But he said, oh no, I've not come up here for that. And the Saul says, son, how in the world are you? How you end up in but you? How in the world are you? I'm going to kill all Goliath. He said, put this armor on. I put this helmet on. I take this armor. He said, I ain't tried this. He said, but I'll start. And let me tell you what God did. I was out in the field, and the Bible said, and the old David, I said, here come the lion. And God, I delivered me out of the hand of the lion. I slew that lion. And here come the bear. And God, the beloved Mary, how the hand of the bear, I slew that bear. He said, just uncircumcised, I feel a state. He'll be no different than Goliath. I took the stone, I put it in his sling, and killed all Goliath. I took his own sword, I cut his head off. And great man David wasn't jealous. And but there was a man, and the king of Israel, and there was a seed, and the devil, I was about to pray inside of his heart. And old Saul, and they went out to battle. They went out to fight, and they're coming down through the city, and they're having a big old parade, and their eyes are looking. I'm going to tell you, honey, if you're doing it for somebody pats you on the back, you ain't doing it for the right reason. Amen. Here they come, and they're walking through the city. Amen. They began to tread. Amen. Saul has killed his thousands, and the David has killed his 10,000s, and no Saul got mad. And Saul said, wait a minute, I can just see him now. That boy's what they say. How many described to him? And how many had to describe to me? I can see Saul now. That brother in his mind. Amen. God's just speaking to somebody. He's speaking to all of us. If we be honest. Amen. Oh, Saul. He began to say in his mind, I can just see him now. Amen. He probably made excuse and said, I'm a bigger man than David. I've got more power than him. I'm stronger than him. This ain't right. I ought to be the Lord getting all the praise. Amen. Oh yeah. It ain't the one that jump past. Amen. It ain't even the one that prays the longest. It's the one that gets a hold of God. It's the one that's got the anointing. Amen. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. Every one of us in here can have it. God ain't no respecter of persons. But you'll have to live right to get it. Amen. You'll have to live holy to get it. And the Bible said, amen, that without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And you'll have to live right. And the Bible said, that without faith, it's impossible. And to please God, and that old serial killer, he's about to strive to heal. A size of amen, oh Saul, I was never able and to kill old David and the jealousy. He killed Saul. I smacked that man after the wild night. He come in and play. He threw his javelin and tried to kill him. Oh Saul was mad. Oh Saul was eaten. If you ain't come up, it'll eat you up. It'll kill you right in the pew. Amen. Yeah, I'd like to preach a shout message tonight. Amen. Maybe the Lord will let me Friday. But I just ain't what God laid on my heart. Amen. He's a serial killer, Robbie. He's after you. Amen. He's killed more men than anybody. Amen. Hey, talk about old Charles Manson. Amen. Well, justice cruel as the grave. Old Charles Manson might have been cruel. Jeffrey Dahmer might have been cruel. Amen. All these others might have been cruel. Amen. Amen. That man, Jim Jones, might have been cruel. And lead all the men and women astray. And the brother, there's one that's more cruel than the other. It's jealousy. Jealousy. It'll kill you if you let it tonight. Amen. So Saul, he tries to kill old David. He's running after David. He wants to kill him. Amen. One day, old David had so much God in him. And there he lies at the mouth of the cave that David's in. And they said, let's kill him, David. Right here, God has delivered into your hand. I'm the one that's trying to kill you. What do you think Saul would have done if the roles had been reversed? That David never would have known what happened. He'd have cut his head off. But what did David do? He said, I'll not lay my hand on the Lord's anointed. I sword cut off above the pile of his clothes. And so I looked around there, and there was another time I could have killed old Saul. He said, but oh no, I'm not laying my hand to the loud demanded. But Saul's out there, and David runs away, and with the help of Jonathan, and then made Saul, and he made his blood boil, and made him even more angry. But his own son, I was inconfederate, and without David, that's what jealousy will do. It'll make you mad at your youngins, it'll make you swear all the time, it'll make you hate everybody, and the jealousy is cruel as the world. Amen. Amen. You won't get blessed like somebody else when they testify. You won't get blessed like they used to. Live like they did. There's a price to pay if you won't have the power. I found it to be true, Charlie.
Right.
Amen. I've had to get rid of a few things, and I ain't nothing tonight, but to get where I'm at. Amen. I've had to get rid of a few things. Amen. I'm just a dust of the ground. I'm the least of everybody. Amen. Let's go. I ain't nothing but a stammering tongue. And amen. All I am is what I am. I'm by the grace of God. But I wouldn't even be where I am if I had to lay some things down and said, God, I want it. I want the presence of God in my life. I want the Bible say, I beat our drum with wine. I want it as excess. I'm the being filled. I'm with the Holy Ghost. Brother, we need a filling of the Holy Ghost. Let it make last days. We need Him more than ever. Amen. He's got to strike again. Saul goes up, and the Philistines are coming in on him. And Saul was so eat up with it. All he had on his mind was David. And Saul, the Philistines are coming. And Saul looks at his armor bearer. He says, hey, buddy, I don't want the Philistines to abuse me. Will you kill me? And they said, I'm not going to lay my hand on you. So Saul, here's where jealousy will take you. The sorrow that is of the world, amen, worketh death. That's what it does. Amen. So Saul, he said, all right, I know what I'll do. I'll lean over on my own spear, and I'll take my own life. All right, here he is again. He smote another one. He struck again. But brother, he's still on the run. And we go down throughout time. And brother, I found a better Isaiah. And but everybody, I begin to turn against him. And oh Jeremiah, I didn't see nobody get right. Amen. He said, God, I'm going to lay her down. God, I'm going to quit. God, I'll never say it again. He said, but wait a minute, boys. There's something in my heart. Amen. Like a burning fire. I shut up in my bones. All the words of Jeremiah. He said, His word. And brother, His word. I'll make you love your brother as yourself. Amen. Many a man. Oh, they delivered many for jealousy. Amen. I wonder if anybody's jealous of old Micaiah and hated him. Ahab hated him. Amen. Ahab said, hey, Jehoshaphat, let's go up here to battle. Amen. Come down here and fight with me. He said, what's the man of God say? And they all began to say, hey, Ahab, look at these horns I made. You know what you're going to do? You're going to push Assyria. He said, something just ain't right. That's what old Josh thought. Something just ain't right here. Is there anybody else we could ask? You feel like this man of God? Amen. I'm going to tell you the truth of it. Amen. A lot of people, amen, to talk about you, and that'll run you down, child of God. It ain't that they hate you. They hate how they see God are using you. and a habit of God and the power of God in your life. That's the thing. You one little thing to run you down. Don't run with it till every battle. There was a man I used to preach with. I'm going to try to close here in a minute. And we preached a lot of revivals. Amen. Together. I looked at him as a daddy. But brother, amen. Here's I mean, it wasn't long. I mean, me and Sir Kyle and Maria had to go preach revival here and revival there. And wasn't nothing I could do about that. He got bucked up. I went long after that. I heard him say, oh yeah, amen, robbers are doing this, robbers are doing that, accused me of running men, I had two wives, I preached behind my pulpit, and there was never so, and brother, as you know what God said, have jealousy, it'll kill a strong man, it'll kill you, if you love it tonight, amen. I'll tell you what happened. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. The Bible said, I'm going to try to close. Amen. They say, amen. They began to war against Paul and fight against Paul and say, and Peter and all these men. Amen. And the man stood up. Oh, Gamaliel, I believe it was. He said, boys, he said, you remember how one led all them out yonder in the wilderness, and he died, and that came to naught. And you remember how all of them went out to that man, and he died, and that came to naught. He said, if God ain't in this, it's going to come to naught. He said, but if God is in it, we better be very careful about what we're doing here today, lest we be found even to fight against God. I tell you what jealousy will do. It'll take somebody who loves God. It'll make them hate their brother so much that they begin to fight against God. That brother, if a man's got the money and got the power, I'll back him. I'll be with him. I'll be for him. And jealousy, he's the most dangerous man that's ever lived tonight. Well, brother, he killed old Cain and he killed Abel. Both of them died. He killed Saul. He killed Absalom. Well, what would y'all think if I just reigned? Absalom said. I tell you what we'll do, boys. Amen. We'll just let Absalom reign down here. And when you hear the trumpet, I want every one of you to cry out and say, Absalom, reigneth in Hebron. Amen. He wanted what his daddy had. Amen. There's been men in my life, and Brother Robbie, I desired what they had. Wouldn't done me no good to get jealous and get mad because I had it. But I had to get down on my knees and say, God, amen, I want that. What Job said, I need him more than my necessary bread. I need him more than food. I need him more than all these things. I need him more than water. I need him more than bread. I need him more than blood. I'd rather trust him. It'll kill you. But it's time tonight. And to say, God, I want a cover of the best gifts. I desire the things of God. I'd rather there ain't word, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing in this world. I was making you. Amen. Would you have gone against your brother and fight against God? Have the jealousy. It'll make you do it tonight. Amen. It'll do it. Amen. You remember why they delivered the Lord? He had to die for our sins. But the Bible said Pilate knew that because of envy. All them Pharisees, I mean, they had the law. They prided themselves in what they didn't do and how strict they was. And here comes a man one day that's making the blind to see. Here comes a man one day that's making the lame to walk. Here comes a man one day that's laying his hand on a casting, saying, young man, I saw him to be arise. And brother, they just couldn't handle that somebody had a hold of God. And amen. And they thought they had a monopoly on it. And they thought they had brother had it all. But it made them mad. And they began to get in this. And because somebody had more power than they did. Amen. And they said, all right, we got to shame and find a way to get rid of this man. We got to get rid of him. So they delivered him for envy. Amen. How many times has jealousy shut down throughout time? How many times has men got mad at other men and run down the road and shot them in another church? And run that man down until I say, well, he did this, he did that, and he did this. How many times has jealousy put two young men against each other as they're working in the Lord? I ain't talking about just preachers tonight. How many times has jealousy put two young ladies against each other? Amen. Because maybe one would get up and sing, amen, and that one would feel the power more than the other, and the church would get blessed more than the other. Amen. You know what you need to do when that happens? You just got to get on your knees and say, God, I want to be a blessed. It ain't about you no way. It's nothing about me no way. Amen. You know what I'm here to do tonight? Give God glory. Give God glory. Oh, Isaiah said, in the year of the king of Zion, I saw the Lord above the high and looked to earth and his throne. I filled the temple. And for the first 5 chapters of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah was the sword. I warned of that man. I warned of this man. But when he seen the glory of God, he said, woe is unto me, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And the Bible said that the angel of God took the tongues and from out the altar and put them on his soul and purged him. I bring the way here tonight, and I see the glory of God. I feel the temple and of the glory of God. And as the house will see sinners get right tonight. Oh boy. Jealousy. I'm going to tell you what it'll do. It'll run the church if they can never have a Bible. They can never see nobody else get right. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Amen. But I want to be like old Elisha. And I'm closing. The Bible said that Elisha, had the power of God on him, didn't he? He went down. Amen. Spoke to Ahab. Had the boldness to do it. He was the one who said, how, why halt you between two opinions? I'm going to tell you why some can't get the power of God. They're in between the world and they're in between God. But amen, I wonder if old Elisha heard about what Elijah did up there when he said, all right, boys, let's have us a contest. Amen. If Baal be God, then let's serve Baal. But if God be God, then let's serve God. And amen, y'all know the story. And Elijah had begun to pray, and God sent down the fire. I wonder if Elisha, amen, heard about that. And one day Elijah has come in there, and gone from Gilgal, and he goes and leaves her, and they come down, amen. And the men, the prophets, and the sons of the prophets, and they say, Elisha, and don't you know today that your master, he's going to be taken from you? He said, yo, I know. And they went from Bethel and came down the Jordan. And they said, Elisha, and don't you know today that your master, he'll be taken from you? He said, how's it please? I already know. And the Bible said, and the world around, and then here comes a ruin. And the Bible said, Elijah, I was covered, and the light is gone up. His murder, I fell in the ground. Elisha could have been jealous and made him rise on Elijah. And he said, God, I will have done my blessing. I want that man of God's God. And brother, we need something. And in these last days, and don't let jealousy kill you mad. And the sad, and the get a hold of the power of God. And the man, and I'm closing, falls down. Amen. Is anybody going to pick up the mantle? And we got some men's left. Are they just going to be mad because they got more shouts than they did? They got a few more tears run down the cheeks than they did. Amen. I've seen it. I don't know why God Amen. Well, I know why God laid on my heart. We need it. We all need it. Jealousy schools the grave. No matter how old you are, to get you.
Amen.
80-year-old men, it's got them.
Yep.
90-year-old men, it's got them.
Yep.
They used to preach and they get jealous of the young preacher.
Amen.
Amen. But Elisha, sir, I believe I'd like to have a double portion of what he's got. And Elijah said, well, sir, you've asked a hard thing. But if you see me when I go away, Elisha could have seen all the miracles. Elisha could have seen him, amen, smite the Jordan River. Elisha could have seen the waters parted. And said, I'll never be like that. Amen, I'm just going to give up and I'm going to stay mad at him. And the devil will give you a reason to be mad at somebody. But Elisha took that mantle. He wasn't a bit jealous of Elijah. He just wanted what he had. And he looked at the mantle. And the men, the sons of the prophets, they stood afar off. And they was about to see that there was, it was worth living.
Amen.
The way Elijah lives.
Amen. Yep.
He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the Bible said he went down and he smoked that river. Amen. If you ever want to see the rivers parted, if you ever want to see the waters parted, and you can't have jealousy, but you'll have to say, God, I desire what they had. I desire what they got. I desire that they give us from God. And none of the waters has stood up on a heap. And the Bible said, and the only answer, I walked across, I've got a jealousy, and a strike again, if you ain't real careful, I'll kill you this day. Amen. Amen. He's killed more men than anybody. He's killed more men than wars ever have. He's killed preaching relationships. Amen. He's killed singing groups. Worst thing a singing group can ever do is start laying out of church on Sunday to go glorify theirself. Amen. Going here and there and getting them a bus. Most of them ain't got a pastor. Amen. Nobody preach them how to live right. Amen. And then one of them over here that testifies and somebody shouts. And this over here says, what does he think he is? Amen. That's jealousy. That's jealousy. That's jealousy. That's cruel, boys. That's cruel. That's the grave is. Amen. Oh, but let us be like Elisha. So what are you going to do? You going to be like the sons of the prophets and say, hey, don't you know what man's leaving here? He's going to be gone. Or you going to say, Lord, I'd like for you to bless them. I'd like for you to bless me too. Lord, I'd like to be a blessing. God, I'd like to be used. I mean, anybody that's a child of God wants God to use them. Amen. I mean, that's how we are as vessels. Amen. Ought to be fit for the master's use. But jealousy. That's why some of them can get up. Groups that sung for years. Preachers that know the Bible. But they just think there's something missing. Jealousy's crept in. Jealousy's crept in. Amen. It'll make you kill. It'll make you become an Achan. Because you want what Babylon had. Amen. It'll make you become a Cain. It'll make you become a Saul. Amen. But I want to be a David. I want to be an Elisha. Amen. I don't want to be one of the priests. Amen. Or one of the Pharisees that betrayed my Lord. But I want to be like old Peter and John. That's what I want to. Amen. We've seen his glory. We've seen the power he had. And now we're testifying of what he had. Amen. So tonight, as a prayer, whatever they're going to do. Amen. This man I preached to you about, jealousy, if he's personified in a man, that's what he'd be. He'd be the most dangerous, I mean, killer that's ever been on this earth. He's killing young ladies that, I mean, started out right, desired the power of God, and they seen somebody else get more pats on the back, killed young men that started out preaching right, seen a few others get a few more shakes, get a few more appointments. Get a few more handshakes. Get a few more good prayers. Amen. I found in my ministry on the times that God has used me the most, that's the fewest times I get the pats on the back. Amen. The world ain't never going to love good old hard preaching.
Amen. In the world, when you're living closer than they are, ain't never going to love the power of God that you got. But tonight, friend, the children of God shouldn't be that way. Shouldn't be no jealousy amongst us. I ought to prefer Charlie. I ought to want to see Charlie get blessed just like I want myself to feel the power of God. Amen. Amen. You that sing, you that testify, whatever, you ought to want to see somebody else get a hold of it just as much as you. Jealousy has ruined many a man. Amen. Amen. And if you ain't real careful, strong as you are, close to God as you might be, somebody else will start getting blessed. And the devil will say, why don't they like when you do it? Why don't they shout when you do it? Why don't they get happy when you do it? Amen. That man, you know what he's doing? I didn't bring my knife because I had to get on an airplane. But he said, yep, he's got his knife up right here on your back. Here's what he'll do, Daryl. Amen. He'd take a man of God that God's using. Amen. And the devil will get right in his ear, get in my ear. He'll put the knife right in their back. Amen. Has jealousy got a hold of you tonight? God didn't give me this message in vain. I ain't going to ask you to close your eyes. I ain't going to ask you to bow your heads. But tonight, if jealousy has crept into your life, you don't want to hinder this meeting, do you? You don't want to hinder this meeting, do you? Has jealousy crept into your heart? Do you love your neighbors yourself? Do you love your neighbors yourself? Tonight, I know it's a hard message to come to the altar on. You got to swallow your pride to come to the altar on a message like that. But tonight, friends, somebody in here needs to kill that man before he kills. You better kill him before he kills you. He'll kill you if you don't kill him. So tonight, what are you going to do? We had to put Achan to death on Monday night. We're going to put jealousy to death tonight. Somebody tonight will come. I'm not going to marry, but will you come tonight? How about it, friend, right now? Right now. You know your heart. You know your heart better than I do, but God knows it better than you do. Tonight, will you come right now? Come right now. Oh, I'm right. I'm okay, preacher. Man's desperately wicked. Who can know it? Right now. When you come, don't let jealousy kill you. Don't let jealousy kill your friendships in the Lord. Don't let it do it. Right now. Right now, will you come? Amen. Somebody's going to walk out of here sorrowful tonight. Somebody's going to walk out of here with pride in their life. Right now. Anybody. I want revival, don't you? I don't want it in my heart. And if I'd be honest with you, the devil's tried to put it in my heart in the past. Amen. I'd have to be honest. Amen. But I've had to kill him. Had to kill him. Amen. You say, I want what Elijah had. Amen. Don't want to be mad at Elijah for what he's got. Don't want to run Elijah down because of what he's got. I just want what he's got. Amen. Is that you tonight? How about it right now? Right now. I love you tonight. I'll give you what the Lord gave me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've seen it happen. I ain't going to re-preach my message, but I've seen it happen. Amen. This may not be for you tonight, but it may be for you tomorrow. May be for you a month from now. Don't let jealousy come into your heart. Amen. I'll turn it over to Brother Hartman. Bless you, God. Bless you, brother.